Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When we were last in Murundoy, Unique and Rhonda were busy preparing lunch for the restaurant. When Unique tried discussing hashtag Green Generation GY with her mother, who would have none of it? The much-anticipated meeting with Cecil, Bella and Lucille came off with Sister Patsy present. Bella admitted that she and Cecil never had a sexual relationship, but had only said so to get Lucille upset. As we return to Murundoy, the village council is meeting to discuss the indiscriminate dumping of garbage.
Ignatius Thomas, I would appreciate it if you go and sit somewhere else.
I am allowed to sit wherever I please, Miss Coretta.
Well, then I will move.
Suit yourself. Anybody knows when we going to get this meeting started?
Why don't you leave?
We said it's 6:30. It's 6:20 now.
Yet the village chairman isn't here yet.
Miss Ignatius, I said it's 10 minutes before the meeting scheduled to start.
Kevin, don't waste your breath on this man. He's a waste space, air and human being.
You weren't saying that when you were at my house.
That is weird.
Mr. Ignatius, dep on your merino, man. You always with your nonsense.
Little boy, is who you addressing?
I'm speaking to you.
Evening, everybody.
Good evening,
Good
Diana.
Good evening, Ms. Diana.
Happy New Year to all who I didn't see before.
What's so happy about it? We still have a number of unemployed youths in Murundoy, and the village is a mess.
Ignatius, if you're looking for somebody for pick a fight with, I is not the one.
Hi, James.
Catalina.
The other counselors will say we planned on arriving together.
Well, maybe you should make your way in and I will follow.
Look, we haven't talked since that night.
No, it's not the place for that. Have to get a meeting started.
Well, maybe after?
We'll see.
I don't understand how suddenly we're having such a huge garbage problem in Marundai. We were doing well for a while.
Well, we have to educate the people and we will have to be vigilant to catch the culprits. Over the past couple of weeks, I have received various complaints about people dumping garbage at different points throughout the village.
Well, it can also be seen as the village council's incompetence. At the end of the day, we are responsible for this village.
So we supposed to sit down all day and night for watch and see who dumping?
Yes, you can volunteer to do it.
Look, I agree with the village chairman. We have to start educating the people and provide them with options.
Mm-hmm.
Some people complain that they don't have anywhere to dump the garbage. And when they try to burn it, the neighbor complain about smoke. Mm. Some people even complain that the boys don't come around as often enough to pick up garbage.
Yep.
What I'm hearing there is a lot of excuses. There is no reason for people to be dumping garbage on empty lots and on the street corner. Common decency, man.
I agree.
If the village council isn't doing enough to ensure that there are proper mechanisms for garbage disposal, what y'all want the people
Sometimes
to do?
I wonder why you is still on this village council.
So I can see your beautiful face, darling.
Hi-ya.
Look, in keeping with the team for 2017, which is going green and focusing on proper sanitation and solid waste disposal, we have to start a campaign in Marundo.
Well, most of them people don't know what going green means.
That's true.
Well, everybody know that I'm doing a little part-time teaching now. And we've started with our children at my school. The Green Generation Guyana project was actually launched at CAP Wesleyana on the Linden Suzak Highway last August, and we already started with the kids at my school. We have bins separated for organic and inorganic waste and so on.
Well, my granddaughter started the same thing in we restaurant. So maybe there's where we can start. We can encourage every family to start separating the waste.
Okay, I think we need to come up with a campaign. We have to reach every home in Marundoy.
In the meantime, we can start with we own family.
Yes, but I can see why this project started in schools. We want the next generation coming up to have a different attitude when it comes to waste management and caring for the environment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, it's true.
While y'all discuss all these sophisticated ideas, people are still dumping.
So where's your point, Ignatius? Since you know better than all of us.
Threaten the people! Tell them if they don't stop dumping, they will be charged.
Well, if anyone is caught, yes, they will be charged. But behavior change starts with educating the people.
That's right.
I can get some information online about what going green means and on solid waste management. I can make a pamphlet for us to distribute to the people.
Yes.
Good idea.
Thank you, Kevin.
First of all, we have to make sure that we, the counselors, understand what it really means. Because with people like Ignatius, you could never tell.
You're trying to insult me, Dino?
It's not an insult, is it?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's stay on track. Do we all understand what it means when we talk about going green?
All right.
Let's go around the room. Catalina?
Well, I know one of the objectives is to reduce waste.
Yeah. Isn't that what we have been discussing all along?
Mr. Thomas, please.
This young lady could have come up with something more creative like protecting the earth.
It's something we read about something. Mr. Chairman, going green is also about conserving energy too. In many homes, including my home, we leave the television on when no one is watching. We have to be mindful about things like that.
Yep.
That's right. Coretta?
Well, it's about conserving resources, really. Plenty people wasting without giving a second thought to it. We talk about garbage. But you know how many things people just throw away and they don't need to?
That's where recycling comes in.
Who is recycling in Guyana?
It is one of the objectives, Ignatius. We are getting there.
I see. Maybe it's a business I can look into creating, since money is involved.
Yes. Kevin?
We have to reduce pollution too. Plenty of the things we just be using just cause pollution. is a lot of chemicals in the things like soap and shampoos, for example. Even the pesticides people using and most of the cars people driving produce a lot of harmful toxin in the environment that cause pollution.
So people mustn't bathe and wash their hair. Is my Mary Kevin? And you expect me to walk?
No, Mr. Thomas. But as much as possible, we can use more natural products. Plus, they're even making eco-friendly cars now.
Oh, rubbish. It's impossible to live without producing toxins. That is how the world is designed. We just got to live until our day comes to die by whatever means.
It's a pity your day is not today.
Dinah is so right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Let's not get sidetracked. We have to launch quickly.
Mr. Chairman, can I have a word with you?
Yes, Coretta. Something you didn't say at the meeting?
I have a feeling that Ignatius might be behind some of the garbage being dumped about the village.
What?
You have to understand that this man is very vindictive. And his whole agenda is to make this village council look bad.
I know that. But you really think he would do this?
Yes. All the time we weren't having such a large garbage problem in Marundai. Now suddenly, garbage turned off everywhere. And nobody could tell me that he ain't responsible for some of it.
Can you find out for certain?
Look, I really don't want to have anything to do with him since the incident with the gun.
Well, that I understand.
He shouldn't even be sitting in the council.
Yeah, that's true.
But I would see what I can do.
Don't put yourself in danger. I will handle it.
Hi.
Oh, you're still here.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you soon after the meeting ended. But I noticed Coretta was talking to you.
Yeah.
Look, James, I had no idea what Shelley was up to. We're no longer friends.
Well, I had no business coming there in the first place.
Oh, wow.
Look, I didn't mean it like
that. Look, James, I thought we were friends.
We are friends, but...
You're a married man.
You see what Ignatius tried to do? Now, I don't even know how to tell my wife.
Look, I'm sorry.
We had issues with infidelity in the past, and I promised her never again.
But you haven't cheated?
Yes, but she will still question why I went to your house.
So you're not allowed to have female friends, James?
It's not that simple.
Look, I'm sorry for insisting that you come. If I had known what Shelley was up to, I wouldn't have.
Well, what's done is done. Time to move forward.
To what do I owe the village chairman showing up at my house?
Ignatius, why don't you want me to be chairman?
Maybe because I don't believe in your ability as a leader. And your political affiliations don't help either. You want a drink?
No, thanks. I don't think I'm doing a bad job as chairman.
Yet the other councillors run rings around me. If I was in your position, I would have put them in their place long now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're too soft for the job, James.
And I suppose you think you can do better.
Next go wrong when the people elect me, you'll see. How's the wife, by the way? And what did she think of your escapade the other night at Catalina's house?
Ignatius, what you did was very childish.
Can I be honest with you, James?
I would hope that you'd be honest with me.
Some of what I do is just for kicks. I am a man alone in this big house, with no woman to call my own. I enjoy a bit of mischief now and again. Makes me happy.
It's not funny when you're playing with people's lives, Ignatius.
So I take it June didn't take it well.
First, it was you trying to turn people's minds from the region coming up with a plan of action. Now it's you trying to mess with people's lives. It almost sounds like a teenager doing these things. Stay out of my personal affairs from now on, Ignatius. Or I swear. I swear!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
Rundo Rondoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.